Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Listen. It's The Burt Show.
I got the sweetest letter from a Burt Show listener, and it touched my heart, and I felt compelled to share it with our Burt Show fam and our Burt Show community, because I think there is a beautiful lesson here, right? And the Burt Show listener is basically saying, hey, can you do a little radio PSA for me? And I'm like, you know what? Absolutely. I would love to do that for you. Plus, she included pictures of her absolutely adorable two-year-old little boy and aww, that smile on that face. And I'm like, oh, we are so doing this.
Yeah, that's playing low. That's playing low when you do that. You know that stuff's going to get on the radio if the kids are cute.
Yeah, oh, he's adorable.
Now, let me just give that disclaimer. If you have sent a picture before and your email didn't get on the air, that doesn't mean your kid is ugly.
Okay. Sure. So the email I got says, hi, Kristen. She also spelled my name right, which is another reason why I'm reading her email.
I love that.
This is something that's been on my mind a lot lately. I was just wondering if you would be willing to do a little radio PSA on empathy and being there for people in tough times. We've all run into those situations where we're getting unsolicited advice or people trying to cheer us up when we just want to wallow a little. I'm a mother of a two-year-old little boy with cerebral palsy. He is incredible. He has the brightest smile, which I can attest to because I have the photo call, the sweetest giggles, and he works harder than anybody I know. However, at 2 years old, he still can't sit up by himself. He's never spoken any words and doesn't seem to understand much about the world around him. I stay positive most of the time, but on those rare occasions, when I break down to someone I trust and talk about my fears, him never walking, never getting to hear, I love you, mama, maybe never even getting a hug from my son, I always hear the same things. In quotes, blank has a kid with cerebral palsy and you can't even tell. Well, my uncle didn't talk until he was 3. They all get there in the end. The thing is, I don't know if we'll get there one day. We're working hard in therapies, but my son's finish line will probably look very different from most kids. We have to stop with these platitudes as a society. When someone shares their pain with you, just sit in it with them. It may be our instinct to make people feel better, but when you're the one who just opened up about your darkest fears, it feels like you're being told, no, don't feel this way, be happy. And boy, does that sting. It feels like I'm never allowed to talk about the things that keeps me up at night. To be a mother worrying about what's going to happen to your son after you're gone, but not having anybody willing to listen without trying to stick a giant neon Band-Aid on it. It's painful. Mm-hmm. I know no one can fix it, and I don't want them to. I just want to feel heard, understood, validated. For someone to say, this is hard, and you're not alone. I'm sending this to you because I think it's such an important message to get out there. To just be there for people instead of trying to fix the problem all the time. And I thought I'd take advantage of your sweet, caring mama heart in hopes that you can spread the message for me. Love you and everyone else at the show.
Sweet. Really sweet. Now might be a really well-placed time to tell you guys about Burt's Big Adventure applications also. This is the trip that we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. We're looking for families right now for our 2026 trip. We go down to Disney, then we come back and we do reunions for kids like this.
Yes. So if you go to burtsbigadventure.org or if you go to theburtshow.com, you will see the link to fill out the application process. And yes, this is a glorious 5-day, all expenses paid for the entire family trip to Disney World, VIP, Magical Moments all the way. But it's also a really beautiful community that supports each other in the way they need to be supported and can be there to lend a shoulder to cry on without trying to stick a giant neon Band-Aid on anything and can let you wallow because, yes, you are told all the time you are strong, but I'm here to let you know it's okay not to be strong sometimes.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so kudos to Abby for finding this week's bad take of the week. I don't feel proud of this. Like, I feel bad that I had to bring this to you.
Oh, my God. And so, Siri, anytime, I love you guys, whenever you want to send me, like, you come across something and you want to nominate it for bad take of the week, please send it to me. I will suss it out, see if it's satire or not. So, this comes from George.Camel on TikTok. He is not the bad take, I want to clarify. He's on there with a friend, and they're discussing this story that they have, which is the bad take. And this is a husband who wants his wife to cover the hospital bill for the birth of their child.
So this woman recently gives birth, and her husband demands that she pay the entire hospital bill herself. They've been married 7 years. She just had their first baby 3 months ago. They split everything in their marriage 50-50 when it comes to finances and generally keep their money separate. And everything seemed to be going pretty well until they received the hospital bill for this birth. So here's the deal. She planned to give birth without any medication, but after 24 hours of labor, decided to do the epidural. And when the bill came, her husband expected her to pay the entire $8,000 bill herself. She asked why. He said, "You're the one who couldn't hold out for a few more hours, and you jacked up the bill, and I shouldn't have to pay for all of these extra requests." And then finally, if she wanted luxury, she should expect to pay for it.
Oh my God.
Now, if you're wondering all the extra, you know, what jacked up this bill? Well, of course, the epidural, very expensive.
Oh,
lactation
gosh.
Consultant, nursery fee, extra night stay, postpartum supplies, any food she ate. So all of that made the bill go up. And so he goes, "Well, that was your decision, so you should pay for that. That's not coming out of my pile of the pot." So she ended up paying the entire bill on her own. And she's now wondering and questioning, are her feelings valid, John?
It's an insane relationship. But here's the thing. I do want to call out. I don't have 10 million people listening right now. Half of you, and I know it's half of you because that's how much negative press we get. I'm not going to share a checking account. I'm not going to share bills. We split this thing 50-50. This is the end result of that. And if it's not, if you're like, no. I mean, I would help with the baby. Where's your line, dude? When you set up a my life and your life and we're married under the same roof, this is the root of that crap that happened.
Cassie, I'm gonna let you take the floor because your face says you want it.
I'm just like if they had agreed before the birth that they were going to split the costs, that's one thing. But that's the mother of your child, and mom needs to be functioning in order to keep baby alive. So I'm just floored that anyone would even have this stance. And I'm not saying this next part lightly, but I would immediately start thinking divorce at that, because it to me shows you
it's callous.
I was in so much pain. This is our child. We decided to have together. 24 hours, like, oh my God, that is so much pain. And then if my husband were to be like, "Well, you decided you couldn't hold out, so you had the luxury of that," that says everything I need to know about how much he respects me and respects our child and our relationship, that you aren't willing to go in 50-50 with me. And that's what we had agreed upon, so I could have our child. I can't imagine, as like somebody who has a 3-month-old at home, like this woman does, but I would not be in the house for a while.
Is this going on to your list of another reason why not to have a kid?
For the husband is going to make me pay $8,000. But you know what? Divorce sounds cheaper at this point, so maybe I won't get married either.
I think the good news here is I think this is an anomaly. I think this is very, very rare. This guy is so unhinged that he would make his wife cover the entire hospital bill for their child. And what the guy said at the end, as far as like keeping accounts separate and stuff like that, like if you start like that, this could be the end result. Like, what's your line of what you're willing to chip in on and pay and whatnot. But in this instance, and the fact that hopefully you were there and you were witnessing your significant other, your spouse, go through this. So the thing that got me And like, you know, my husband was there at my side when I tried to, you know, turn Jimmy because he was breech. And that was a very like, you know, intense procedure. And then he was there when I was in the operating room and I had a C-section and he saw the, like, he saw everything I went through. The fact that this man saw this woman go through 24 hours of labor and then finally Kelly caved and said, okay, I'll do the epidural, and still wanted her to pay for the entire bill. He's a monster.
Well, I want to know what other gaslighting he's doing at home for her to be like, are my feelings valid? Monster.
All right, let me ask you guys a question here, man. I am caught between a rock and a hard place. I am trying to mentor somebody right now with a new podcast, and I've been doing it for a couple of months. And I'm curious if you guys listening here have ever been on the receiving end of this or had to do this also. But I'm getting to a point now where I've worked with this person so much, and they want to be a podcaster and they want to be a YouTuber, but they just don't have the skills. Right now, if this was just a hobby for him, like, hey, you know what? I'm doing this because I love sports or whatever, and it gives me just an avenue to communicate. Nah, man, this guy wants to make it like his livelihood, his career. So, and it's a kid in radio. He's young and asked me through email to help him out, which I have been. So I'm giving him help and giving him help, but I'm at a place now where he's not getting any better. And I can hear, when you do this long enough, you can hear like, okay, all right, there's a lot there that you just can't teach, like personality. or are you a good storyteller, right? You can sort of teach some of that, but it's very difficult. I'm going to have to eventually tell this kid, I think this is just not the path for you. And I've been on the receiving end of that, and I know how much it hurts. But if you guys got that or you had to give that talk, what do you even say? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. The one example I have, and there's going to be a couple of stories blending into each other this morning, but I've told you guys before when I was in Dallas and I would try to fill in for Kid Craddock, who was legendary in Dallas. He was like one of the first dudes to syndicate and just the most talented guy I've ever worked with in my life. He was a mad scientist. He was so good. And his morning show was just number one in Dallas forever. And when he would be out, I would have to try to take over the show and try to host it for the first time ever. So you got a rookie doing it and I'm stressing about it. And I go in there and I'm trying to crush it. I am doing the best I can. And then when I get off the air, the general manager calls me up and she calls me in and she goes, you know, some people just aren't meant to be a host. Oh, I was crushed, totally and completely crushed, because I was doing the best I could. This is what I wanted to do with my life. And she just was very blunt with me and told me, this is not the path for you. Now, clearly I used it at motivating, right? Because I wasn't going to hear that at all.
It was hater fuel.
Yeah, it was hater fuel. But compared to what he was doing, I was crap, you know?
Yeah.
And I was probably crap for anybody my age. So how do you tell somebody, like, is that the way to do it? Like, you just don't got it, dude? Like, and I think he's a little bit more fragile at his age than I was at his age. So it didn't break me. Whereas this kid, I think, is just a little bit more fragile. So what do you do?
Well, I guess my question for you is, what would be the purpose in telling him that he doesn't have a future in podcasting? Because at least for your general manager, she was being blunt, because she's like, listen, if you think you're going to take over for Kid Craddock one day, or if you think I'm going to refer you to some other station to be a host, like, I'm not going to do that. I don't think you're cut out for it.
Or if you think you're ever going to have your own show in Atlanta that's going to last 25 years, you better think again.
Exactly. Whereas there's really no, I don't know, like, this is just a kid you're mentoring. So what would be the point in crushing his dreams?
Do I have a responsibility, though, to tell him that he's wasting his time and he should do something else? Or do I just say that, hey, I just don't have the time anymore to do this, and let him spin his wheel? It's not going to be successful.
So I had one of those people in my life as well tell me that, yeah, you're just not meant for on air. Suck it.
Uh-huh. Were you in promotions at the time?
Yes, I was in promotions, and I wanted to make the shift from promotions to on air, and did like my demo, and he listened to it and he's like, yeah, no, I don't think that's going to be for you. I think in this instance, if I were in your shoes, I would take the onus as far as like, maybe I'm not the right mentor for you.
Mm-hmm.
and see, be like, maybe there's somebody else out there that can tap into what you need to further your podcasting career. And I would just remove myself from the situation.
That is a great idea. And I just had a thought. I am going to refer him to you.
No,
Kristen.
I'm busy.
It's really a great idea.
I'm so busy doing stuff.
I just feel so bad. Whatever it is, I have a lot of unplanned stuff that I can't even foresee coming.
Yeah, I got a lot of Instagram. I haven't scrolled to the very end of Instagram. Mm-hmm. So until I can get to the very end of Instagram, my days are full.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Katie, so you got yourself this lady here and you're wondering if you're too competitive?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, really means like I know that I'm too competitive.
I know I'm a competitive person. I've always been a competitive person, so much so that my friends do not want to do an escape room with me ever again because I take it serious. Like, we did it for my birthday once, and I acted like if it was like do or die that we really had to get out this room. You would have thought we were really trapped, and like, Katie, you took the fun out of it because I was too competitive. So I've tried to listen to that feedback and dial it back and not be as competitive. And remember that it's just all fun. Yay. So my girlfriend was in town for a couple of weeks and she had her daughter with her. And so we're trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to entertain a 12-year-old? She's on summer vacation and get her off the iPad. What is the best thing? So we decided to go to this VR place. It's called Sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
And basically there you can pick like different types of games and you're immersed in this VR world. You have the vest. You feel like you're actually in the game. And her daughter was like, I know which one I want to do. I have to do the Squid Game one.
And again, how old is her daughter?
12.
Okay. Like it's a very sensitive time in a girl's life. things can pivot quickly.
And for people who may not be familiar with Squid Game on Netflix, that's pretty intense.
For a 12-year-old.
Like over here thinking like,
yeah, it's like, how do I explain the show? If you haven't seen the show, it's basically like a fight to the death. Only one person can survive all these different games.
It's a game show. And if you lose the round, then you die.
Yeah. Right. Or how many squids are involved? That's my question. As someone who has never seen the show.
There are no squids.
None at all. It's humans.
Disappointing.
So she really loves the show and she's like, we're going to play this and it's going to be great. And she's talking about the night before. She is so excited. She's like, this is going to be great. I'm going to have a great time. I'm pushing people. I'm like, why are you? No, you're not supposed to push people. And it's just going to be us three playing. She's like, it's okay. I'm going fighting to the death for this. And I'm like, oh. Okay. You want to fight to the death for this.
Come on now.
Okay, so I'm like, if she thinks that she can beat us at this game, I'm going to have to prove her wrong here. So in this game, for the virtual one, you have the option to work as a team or you can work on your own. And they gave us like 10 different challenges that you have to complete. And one of the challenges is like stepping on a square. There's different shapes and you have to figure out which one is the one to stand on and all the others will fall. Mm-hmm. And it'll simulate like you're falling down. So I had the option to do this as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, you know, do points.
Uh-huh.
Or take that little girl down. And my goal was to take her down.
It's alpha doggy time. It's alpha doggy
time. So we started off nice. Red light, green light was like the first game. And I'm like, okay, this is easy. You have to get the coin. And you have to get the coin, put the coins in the bucket. And you get points for that. And red light, green light. If you move on red, you're eliminated. That starts off fine. But then it gets to the shapes. And they say, they're like, tell your partner which square is going to go down. Or keep it to yourself and you get more points. And so I see it and I know what shape is going down. And they're yelling stuff because I can see them. And I went over and she was on my square. Oh. And wasn't going down.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I pushed her over.
Hey, this is America, man.
It was getting to a close game because each round it would show the points.
She's 12.
She was 10 points ahead of me. I couldn't lose.
I get it, man.
I pushed her and she fell down and I won by 10 points. I had to prove something.
No, we got to know. So you did that. I'm not even concerned what she did, but what did her mother say to you?
She didn't really know what to say. She was just like, Katie,
I don't know whether to be proud of you or to break up with you.
I'm like, she had to go down.
This is always a great topic. Like, do you allow your kids to win if they are younger, or do they have to earn their win at all costs?
It's building character.
This isn't about letting. It's not like they were playing chutes and ladders.
Doesn't matter.
She pushed her.
Doesn't matter. It was all about the win.
What is wrong with you?
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.